We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A fan headline for you. We do not yet have an official Tyler Anderson trade, but we do know that Tyler Anderson has been scratched from his start for the Pirates tonight. So now it seems more like a matter of when and not if, very much so, that he's going to be dealt. Just waiting on specifics and waiting on details. More fan headlines at 93.7thefan.com. It's 3:50. Time to call Shendrovich, Shendrovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. PM team, a Malzy Tuesday. How about this? 10 minutes from now, top of the hour. I get to make one of these for once. A big PM team show announcement.
You're leaving us?
I didn't say a big happy. Well, no, it is actually a happy announcement. That would be the biggest one. But I would never say that in jest because I wouldn't want to get our listeners' hopes up that I was quitting the show or being fired. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, we do have a big and very cool announcement that I know the three of us are very excited about. And
are you going to lump Craig in there?
Craig participated on a group text about this announcement, and he expressed his excitement. Correct?
Yeah. I was in the meeting.
You were it? Right. The best part was, so we get to know, we get to know this stuff a little bit beforehand, before it goes out. The big boss man called Craig and I in. He told us, then you texted us while he was telling us.
Yep.
Because I guess you thought that maybe we would be out of the loop on this one, Chalooch. Anyway.
Well, I'm still dealing with the 43 chicken nugget ordeal. So.
Yeah, you are in some tough shape. By the way, I said big PM team announcement at the top of the hour, something we're very excited about on Twitter. And I think the first response was, were you fired? So. My listeners are very on brand here. All right. How about this Mike Tomlin stat? You ready for this one, Craig?
I am.
Mike Tomlin, per this Albert Breer, like little, he caught up with everybody. Albert Breer, doing, I guess, a big camp sort of caravan where he's going to be doing notes from every camp. Unearths the fact that Mike Tomlin has not been to a grocery store, Pony, in 10 years. A full decade of Mike Tomlin's life has apparently passed him by without him setting foot in a grocery store. Thoughts?
Terrible job, and I think less of him as a head coach now because of it.
Tell me more. Just
well,
tell me
I don't
more.
I don't think he has to do the lion's share of the shopping.
Yes.
I would expect, especially during football season, that he can't get out there all the time and do, take on all the responsibility of filling up the pantries and the refrigerators and freezers in the, probably massive Tomlin abode. However, I will attest to this. I think it's very true. At least it is for me. And because it's for me, I'm sure it is for many others. I think there is something therapeutic and relaxing to the art of grocery shopping. Pushing the cart, perusing the aisles.
Are you an up every aisle,
things.
Down every aisle guy?
No, I don't have to do every one.
Oh, see, when Alex goes out shopping, this is why I either can't go with her anymore, or when she says she's going to go out, I just settle in for like a 2.5 hour hunker down. Here's why. It doesn't matter if she's at Costco or any other store, right? Any place we shop. Up every aisle, moseying, down every aisle. And you're right, though, about the therapeutic part, because I think she does it. It's her little way of saying, hey, I'm just going to get out, clear my head. I have a stressful life. I work hard at a job that's very demanding. I come home and have a child that I have to raise. And I think that's what she does it for
and
a
I
little
also
therapeutic
think,
release.
And I also think if Tomlin were a true man of the people, he would embrace the quarterly trip, let's say, once every 3 months.
So that
at
somebody
least,
can scream at him
store.
As to why he doesn't do this, this, or this, or
yes.
what happened on that play?
Be a man of the people. Except
wasn't
that when you're in a grocery store.
Hold on, wasn't he photographed like outside a six-pack shop on some like the hood of somebody's car?
Well, right,
a couple
but
years ago?
That's the old Mike Tomlin. That's the Mike Tomlin that won a Super Bowl.
That happened like 3 or 4 years ago.
No, it's way older than that. It was from very early in his Steelers career.
You sure about
Mike,
that?
Yes. The Mike Tomlin
you don't sound
who was
sure.
out who was out there frolicking about and shaking hands and kissing babies and was not afraid of the criticism and the harsh critiques that come with such an important job in Pittsburgh. I think that, you know, for me, I know this, when I'm recognized in public, sometimes people might rip certain parts of the show or certain people that are on the show. And I just, you know, take it in stride.
I wonder who they might be ripping. I don't think they would come up to you in public and rip you.
Oh, that's happened to me before. That's
I
happened
respect
to me.
The people more who actually come up to you and say, like, I've had it happen, I think, once. So a guy came up and said, yeah, I'd be honest, I don't really like you or your show. And I respected the honesty
there. What do you do with that, though? What's the next move?
I think I said something like, cool. Like, have a good one. I don't know. And he wasn't, like, I've had people come up and try to
say
that.
Was he hostile?
No, he said it like very matter of fact. He's like, yeah, I got to be honest, I don't really like you. Specifically me, more than anything. And I was like, all right. He wasn't, but I've had people come up and try to do it as a joke to see what my reaction will be.
Let me be clear about this, though. I think for Tomlin, there is a difference, too, between solo grocery shopping and the tandem couples grocery shopping or bringing the kids to the grocery store with you.
Okay.
The bringing additional people into it, not at all relaxing, actually very stressful. If you really want the true grocery store relaxing therapeutic experience, you need
yourself.
To do it by yourself. Exactly.
And late at night, usually.
Well, that's the other thing where Tomlin has no excuse. I almost believe that he said this because subliminally he's saying that he's, you know, very conscious of his diet and he doesn't think about food that often.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was going to throw that out there because he wanted people to know that even though he has the reputation as a quote-unquote player's coach and Terry Bradshaw called him a cheerleader, that he's so obsessed with football and tactics that that's all he's capable of thinking.
And that's another
about.
Thing I don't like. Don't try to make it sound like you fill up 24 hours a day with football. I don't even think that that's healthy, Malzi. I don't even think that that's a good thing. You need a little downtime.
Well, I remember there was a piece about John Harbaugh and his like schedule and how he basically said, I don't see my kids for football season or something to that effect. And it made me think he was a psychopath.
Yeah, there are coaches that have said, if you're an assistant and you play golf, I won't hire you.
Do you think that Andy Reid is the polar opposite of this? And Andy Reid's like, honey, I'll go shopping. And the list says bread, milk, and cereal. And he comes back with a 4-pack of ribeyes. He's like, this is just dinner, honey.
You know what is very true, and I could see where Andy Reid would have a problem with this.
I know
probably
where you're going.
Why
I already know where you're
Mrs.
going.
Mrs. Reid
here.
Doesn't let him go do the grocery
I
shopping.
I know where you're going.
When you go out on an empty stomach and you grocery shop, it's incredible the things you come up with.
You
and
come
buy.
Up with everything looks good, and you convince yourself that if it's something that requires preparation, that don't worry, you've got the. You've got the moxie and the wherewithal to prepare it, right?
I can also see Andy Reid, especially because, you know, things are pretty good for him right now. He's won a Super Bowl. He was there last year. I guarantee you that he, number one, volunteers to do the grocery shopping and intentionally picks stores where there are samples. Because he knows
he goes to
as a celebrity.
Stores and he's just sauntering around.
Right, and they're not going to limit him. He's Andy Reid. He delivered a championship
to Kansas
City.
Imagine him just leaning over. Oh, what's this? Andouille sausage. Oh, it looks delicious. Got the little toothpick. He's got like a whole cup full of little toothpicks.
Yeah, they don't just stop him at one. They basically give him, you know, the freedom to eat as much of it as he wants.
He's just sitting there going, you know, it's interesting. We've really used wheel routes a lot more in the offense this year. And he just grabs another one while he's talking.
And may I also point out that we're not fat shaming Andy Reid. He's on the record as saying how much he loves food.
Correct.
I want to make sure I get that out there.
Yeah, I don't think he is remotely sad about that or anything else. He's very much out there and says, yes, steak, give me more, please. Thank you. And frankly, who can blame him for that? I can't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!